The second parak starts out talking about other various things that can invalidate a korban. And in Mishnah Aleph, we're going to speak specifically about things that can occur to invalidate the Kabbalah. As we mentioned in the first parak, and this is critical throughout the Masechta, there are four different phrases in bringing in a korban of an animal. Shechita, Kabbalah, is receiving the blood right after the Shechita into a Kli Sharis, into a bowl. Holacha is stage number three, bringing that bowl to the Mizbeach, and Zrika is stage number four, applying that blood to the Mizbeach. So now we're going to talk about things that will invalidate the Kabbalah, but not only that, this will apply also if these items occur, these circumstances occur also in stages three and four, the Holacha and the Zrika, they will also invalidate those stages. It will not invalidate the Shechita stage, as we will see later in our Masechta. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows, Kol hazvachim shekibel damanzar, if we have for all the karbanos a Kabbalah, and as we mentioned, this will also apply not only to the Kabbalah, that's stage number two, but also stages number three and four, the Holacha and the Zrika. If it's a non-Kohen that does the Kabbalah or the Holacha or the Zrika, it has to be done only by a Kohen. The Shechita, step number one, can be done by a non-Kohen, but steps two, three, and four have to be done by a Kohen. Or if that Kohen is an Onain, that's the first day after a close relative passes away, the Torah calls that Aninus, that is an Onain, that a person is not yet considered an Avel per se, but an Onain, a status right before becoming an Avel. So the first day that a Kohen loses a close relative, the Kabbalah, if he does the Avoda, indeed would be invalid. At Ful Yom, this is a Kohen who was Tamei, went to Mikvah, but to have a full Tahara has to wait until Harev Shemesh, which is the nighttime. So it's after the Tefillah in the Mikvah, but before night. So that is a Tful Yom. Mechusar Begadim, if we have a Kohen that wasn't wearing the proper clothing, a Kohen Gadol wears 8 pieces of clothing, the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, wears 4, and something or all was missing of the clothing. So that is called Mechusar Begadim, that Kohen was missing clothing. Mechusar Kippurim, this literally means lacking a kapara, and this is talking about a Kohen, for example, who was Tame, who was a Zav, and that Kohen needs to go through a Tahara process. So part of it is you have to go to Mikvah. The day after Mikvah, that Kohen has to bring a Korban or Karbano. So that Kohen has gone to Mikvah, but has not brought the Korban yet. That'll be the next day. That is called Mechusar Kippurim. The Kapara, the repentance, is still lacking. And accordingly, that Kohen cannot do the Avoda. That would invalidate the Kabbalah. Continuing, Shelo Rechutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. There's a requirement that when a Kohen brings a Korban, there is a washing of the hands and the feet beforehand, and if we have a Kohen that did not wash the hand and the feet, that would invalidate the Kabbalah. Arel, if we have a Kohen that had siblings that died when they had a Mila, so he halachically is absolved from having a Mila, but still he's a Kohen who is an Arel, uncircumcised, cannot do the Avoda. Tameh, if we have a Kohen who is Tameh, cannot do the Avoda. In addition, another requirement is cannot be Yoshev. You cannot be sitting when you do any of these phases of the Avoda, and we have a Kohen who is sitting when he did the Kabbalah. In addition, you have to be not only standing, but you have to be standing with your feet directly on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So if we have a Kohen that had a chatzitza, a partition, a break between his feet and the floor, it would also invalidate. So that's what it continues. Omed. And we have three examples of what would be a chatzitza between the feet of the Kohen and the floor. Omed al gabe kelim, he's standing on top of vessels, standing on top of a mixmaster, standing on top of whatever type of vessel it is. Al gabe behema, sitting or standing on top of an animal, so he's not on the floor, feet not touching the floor. Agabe ragle chaveri, standing on top of his friend's feet. Pasal, that also will invalidate the korban. If he does that, if he does the Kabbalah or the halacha, the zrika, in any of those ways, that would be invalid. In addition, we have a machlokis, but still continuing to talk about the Kabbalah, kibel b'smol. If the Kabbalah was not done with the right hand, with the bowl in the right hand, but the left hand, pasal that will invalidate it. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's still going to be kosher. They each darshan psukim in different ways. Continuing, if we have a lack of a Kabbalah, in other words, what happened was nishbach al haritzba v'asafo, the blood right after the shechita, it spurted right on the ground and there was no Kabbalah, and thereafter the kohen gathered it from the floor and put it into the bowl. That is not a kosher Kabbalah. The blood has to go directly from the tzavar, from the neck, the throat area of the animal, directly into the bowl. Accordingly, that didn't happen. It went on the ground first. That is going to be pasul. Now we're going to talk about the zrika. This is phase number four, the applying of the blood onto the mizbeach. If it was put in the wrong place, for example, nisano gabe hakevish, if the coin, instead of spritzing it on the mizbeach itself, the altar itself, he applied it to the ramp that led up to the mizbeach, for example, on the walls of the ramp, that's not the mizbeach, that's not the altar proper. Shelo kenegede yesod, or even if you put it on the mizbeach itself, the mizbeach has a base that goes around most of it, but not all of it. So if the coin applied the blood on a part of the mizbeach that did not have this base, called the yesod, on the bottom of it, also that's problematic. Nasan esanitanim lematan lemalan. There were different types of korbanos. Many of them you had to apply the blood on the bottom half of the mizbeach. There was a division between the bottom and the top half. The mizbeach was 10 amos high, and it was called the chuta sikra, which was a division in it that went around, that was halfway between in the mizbeach, right in the middle of it. So if the kohen put nasan hanitani lematan lemalan, if by mistake the kohen, instead of putting the blood from a korban that was supposed to go on the bottom of the mizbeach, he put it on the top of this mizbeach, or the reverse, on the bottom half of the mizbeach wall, and he put it on the top half of the mizbeach wall, or the reverse, the es hanitani lemalan lematan, it was the type of korban that should have been applied on the top half of the wall of the mizbeach, and he applied it on the bottom half, or es hanitani bifni bachutz. There are actually two mizbeachs, two altars. The one that almost all the blood was applied to was the outer one, and instead of applying what should have been applied on the mizbeach on the outside, he put it on the mizbeach on the inside. The es hanitani bachutz bifnim, or the reverse, he took, for example, a korban chatas that should have been applied on the inside mizbeach, he put it on the outside of the mizbeach. In all of these situations, pasul, the meat of that korban is invalid. It cannot be eaten. The ein bo karis. But if somebody would eat it, the person would not receive excision, would not receive karis. Mefarshim explains what's going on as follows, is that the korban fundamentally, when you do this zrika wrong, based on this whole list, that you put it on the kevish instead of you put it on the altar instead of on the ramp instead of the altar, you put it on the bottom instead of the top, inside, outside, that is not going to fundamentally invalidate the korban. The korban is still kosher. The person bringing the korban is still yotze. He doesn't have to find another replacement. He doesn't have to bring another korban. But when it says pasul, the meat itself cannot be eaten. And if somebody would eat that meat, not supposed to, but if you would, it's not a punishment of kares. Mishnah Beis is going to go back to build on a theme that we saw throughout the first parak, in that if somebody has the wrong intentions for the korban during any of the four phases of the korban, the four phases in it, when it's brought, that is going to invalidate the korban. So as we said, the four phases are the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika. And what we're going to see in Mishnah Beis are two additional improper intentions that will invalidate the korban. So in the first parak, we talked about a korban that's brought shelo lishma, which means that if you bring a korban thinking it's a different type of korban, so for example, you're bringing a shlamim and you're thinking it's an ola, that would invalidate the korban. We saw it actually in many instances that it was still a kosher korban. It simply wouldn't be valid for the person who is bringing it. He'd have to bring a replacement. Now in Mishnah Beis, we're going to see two additional types of improper intentions when somebody's bringing a korban. If the improper intentions are during any of those four phases, here we're going to have a totally invalid korban. Now, the first one is going to be when somebody is thinking, when he's bringing the korban, for example, he's doing the shechita, that he's going to do a further act on that korban, chutz limekomo, outside of its proper place. That is going to be the first psul wrong intention, we're going to see. And then the second one in this Mishnah is going to be chutz lizmano, that the person is thinking when he's doing one of those four acts, one of those four phases in the bringing of the korban, that he's going to do something later on in the improper time. And we will see that there is going to be a significant difference between if somebody thinks chutz limkomo and chutz lizmano. When somebody thinks chutz limkomo, I'm going to do something out of the proper location of where it should be done, that is going to invalidate the korban. But if somebody thereafter ate the meat of that korban, it's not going to be a chiyuv kares. It's a lav. It's prohibited by the Torah, but the person will not receive excision, kares. On the other hand, a chutz lizmano, wrong intention, the person who's thinking when he's doing one of those four acts in the bringing of the korban, that I'm going to do a later activity outside of the proper time, not only is that korban invalid, but if somebody eats the meat, that person will be chai of karis. Okay, so Mishnah Beis is as follows. Shochet as a zevach. When somebody does shchita on a korban, and as mentioned, this applies not only to shchita, but also applies to if somebody did the Kabbalah or the Halacha or the Zrika as well. And when he was doing one of those four acts, he has the following three possibilities in mind. And they're all examples of chutz limkomo. So the first category is he's thinking now when he's doing the shchita that he's going to lizrok damo bas chutz. When he does the zrika later on this korban, he's going to do it outside. Literally outside, it means outside of the azara, outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The zrika has to be done inside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's having a thought it's going to be done chutz limkomo. Or even if he doesn't think he's going to do all of the zrika bachutz, or miktas damo bachutz, or he's going to even do some of the blood, he's going to spritz some of the blood outside of the azara. So this is example number one of a psul that is chutz limkomo. He's thinking when he's doing the shchita, or the same would apply if he has this thought during the hulach or the kabbalah or the halacha, that he's going to do the zrika in full or in part outside of the azara. So example number two of a chutz limkomo is if he does the shchita and he has in mind lahaktir es emurav bachutz or miktsas emurav bachutz. He has in mind that when the burning of the emurim, the emurim are the innards of the korban that are taken out and fully burned on the mizbeach, he has in mind that he's going to do that also outside of the azara, outside of where it should be done, or not only all of the emurim, but even part of the emurim. That is also our second example of chutz limkomo. And the third example of chutz limkomo, le'echol besoro bachutz, o kezayis mi besoro mi bachutz, I'm going to eat some of the meat outside, or I'm going to meet, even if not eating all of the meat outside, I'm going to eat some, a kazayis, an olive size of the meat outside. That is also an example of chutz limkomo. We're going to add another one in a little bit. But just to focus on this, when it comes to bachutz, when it comes to the eating, if this is the type of a korban that is kodshei kodashim, it has to be eaten in the azara. So if somebody is doing the shchita and he has in mind, when it's a kodshei kodashim type of animal, I'm going to eat it outside of the azara, that is going to be a chutz limkomo psul. And if it's a kodshei kalim type of korban, so that can be eaten in all of the old city of Yerushalayim, all within the walls. So the chutz limkomo would have to be that he's having in mind that he's going to eat it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. And just to add another example of what would be a chutz limkomo when it has to do with eating, so this is really put together in the third category. The first category of chutz limkomo was thinking the zrika is going to be done in the wrong place. Then he did it, he thought about he's going to do the haktara, the burning of the emurim, in the wrong place. And now he's saying, thinking about eating something in the wrong place. Another example would be olecho kezayis meor ha'alia bachutz, or eating a kezayis of the or is the hide of the fatty tail. This is talking about the fatty tail of a sheep or a lamb. If he has in mind, he's going to eat that bachutz. Now, this is the type of this tail. It's not talking about the tail itself. It's talking about the meat around the tail, underneath the tail, that could be eaten. It's edible, but it would be brought on the mizbeach. So this would also be a psul. In all of these situations, when we have a chutz limkomo psul, the korban is invalid ve'ein bo karis. However, if somebody did eat the meat, there would not be a punishment of kares. Now we're going to get into the other psul that we mentioned, that's chutz lizmano. And it's going to say have the same the same examples, the same three classifications. If somebody is doing a zrika on the dam, If somebody's doing the shechita, excuse me, on the animal, or it could be that he's doing any of the other four stages as well, and he has this thought that he's going to do something later, chutz lizmano, at its improper time, this is called the psula pigul. Pigul, it means detestable, and this is the psul that not only is the whole korban invalid, but somebody who eats the meat would receive karet. So again, we're going to see the same three categories that we just saw before. Lizrok damo lamachar or miktsas damo lamachar. Somebody's doing the shechita, and we would say the same thing would apply if he does the Kabbalah and the Holacha, and he has in mind at that time that he's going to do the zrika, the spritzing of the blood, tomorrow, which means in its improper time, because it has to be done by sunset, that the same day that you do the shechita. So the zrika has to be done on the same day, or even if it's not having in mind, he's going to do all of the zrika tomorrow, but omiktas damo lamachar, he has in mind that he's going to do part of the zrika tomorrow. Or lahaktir emurah of lamachar, omiktas emurah lamachar. So, or when he's doing the shechita, or when he's doing one of the other activities, the levels of the bringing of the korban, he has in mind that he is going to burn the emurim, not today. When it has to be burnt, it has to be burnt either today or tonight. He's having in mind, I'm going to do it tomorrow, or I'm going to do part of the emurim, I'm going to burn it tomorrow. Again, that is the psul of chutz lizmano, because he has in mind the wrong time. That is pigul. Or the third example would be le'achol bizharo lamachar. I'm having in mind that I'm going to eat the meat tomorrow. Not necessarily tomorrow. It depends the type of korban. Some korbanas you'd have to eat today. Some you could also eat tomorrow. So it means I'm having in mind that I'm going to eat this korban, the meat of the korban, outside of the allotted time for it. So here's the third category, lechol besar lamachar, or kezayis min besar lamachar, I'm going to eat it, the meat, or even a kezayis of the meat, or leachol kezayis mor haliyah lamachar, I'm going to eat a kezayis of that fatty tail tomorrow. All of these are, again, examples of chutz lizmano, and in all of these situations, when we have a chutz lizmano, it is a pigul, it is detestable, it's called chutz lizmalo, or it's also called the psul of the wrong intention of pigul, vechaya vina lav kares, and this, in contrast to chutz limikomo, that it wasn't a chiyuv kares, here there is a chiyuv of kares. Mishnah Gimel is a direct continuation of the prior Mishnah, where we saw that if somebody does a shechita, and at the same time of the shechita has an improper thought, and that thought is going to be one of two, chutz limkomo or chutz lizmano. Chutz limkomo meaning that he has in mind that he's going to do the zrika or the haktara, the burning of the innards of the animal, or he's going to eat the animal or part of the animal thereafter in the wrong place. That is a psul, that korban is invalid, but there's no kares for somebody who eats that meat. On the other hand, the psul at the time of shechita of chutz lizmano, that somebody has in mind one of those three things. He's going to do the zrika at the wrong time, or the haktara, the burning of the emurim at the wrong time, or he's going to eat the meat at the wrong time, later than allowed. That is going to cause the korban to be invalid, and not only that, whoever eats that meat is going to be chayav kares. So Mishnah Gimel is going to expand that we have this psul of chutz limkomo and chutz lizmano, not only at the stage of the shechita, but at the other three stages as well. So we're going to see that it applies not only at the shechita, but the Kabbalah, Halicha, and the Holacha, and also the Zrika. So Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Zaklal, this is the principle, kol ha-shochet, anyone who does the shechita, the amekabel, the Kabbalah of the blood, right after the shechita, and stage number three, v'mahalech, the Holacha, walking that bowl of blood to the Mizbeach, v'hazorek, the Zrika, le'echol davar, shedarko le'echol, if the person has in mind, if his thoughts are thinking about something that he's going to eat it improperly, but it has to be about something that's typically eaten, or lahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir, if he's thinking improper thoughts about something, he's thinking the haktara, he's going to do it in the wrong place, the wrong time, and he's thinking about a part of the animal that is typically burned on the Mizbeach. In these situations, we're again going to see there are two possible psulim, two different invalidations. If it's a chutz limkomo, if his intent was to eat that korban out of its proper place, or to burn it chutz limkomo, or to burn it out of its proper place, it's going to be, again, Pasul ve'en bo kares. This is a chutz limkom psul. That is not going to cause there to be kares if somebody does. You're not allowed to eat that meat, but if somebody does, he's not going to be punishable with kares. On the other hand, if the psul that we have at any of those four stages is going to be chutz lizmano, if he's thinking that he's going to eat it outside of the proper time, or he's going to do the haktara outside of the proper time, whether he has that thought at stage number one during the shechita, stage number two, the kabbalah, number three, the holacha or the zrika, it doesn't matter. If it's a chutz lizmano, then it's going to be pigul. That is what we call the pigul when you think chutz lizmano at one of those stages. And it's much more severe than the chutz lemakomo invalidation. It's going to be the chayavim alav kares. You are going to be chayav kares for that. Now, there is an important proviso that when do we say pigul and when do we not say pigul. And the Mishnah says it as follows, and we'll explain it further in the next Mishnah. Ubilvad shikrav hamatir kemitzvaso. And that means literally as long as the matir, which is the blood, is brought properly. And what this means on a high level is that the only psul that we have when we're talking about pigul is that improper thought at one of those four stages. There are no other psulim that invalidate this korban. That is when we have a pigul. But if there is some other psul, some other invalidation that would cause that korban to be invalid in addition to the pigul, then it's not going to be considered pigul that somebody would chayev karetz on it. It's certainly not going to be a valid korban, but it's not going to be a pigul. And this is based on a limud of the pasuk. The limud is as follows, that based on the Gemara, they say, keretzaras kasher kain hartzas pasul. The hartzah, the acceptance, the ritzoy of a korban that is kosher, which means that the korban is kosher only at the zrika stage, meaning we've gone through the four stages, and as long as there are no psulim, no invalidations, and we get to the zrika, and the zrika is done properly, then it is a kosher korban. That, but only when we get to the zrika. The same thing applies with a pigul, karatzas kasher. The same laws that apply for making a korban kasher make the korban puzzle and make it a pigul in the following sense, that it's only if we go through all four stages and there are no other psulim until you get to the four states of zrika, and you did the zrika properly, but the only psul that we have along the way is the pigul and nothing else. That's because the invalidation happens at the zrika stage, the fourth stage. Just like it's only kosher at the fourth stage, so too there's a pigul only at the fourth stage, and that will only happen if there were no other psulim that get us all the way through to the fourth stage. So that's the limud that we have, and Amir Tzitzim, this will now be clarified further in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet is going to build on what we just saw at the end of the prior Mishnah, where we said that in order to have a pigul, that means that you have to have an improper intention as to the zman, the time that you are going to do either the zrika or the haktara, the burning of the innards of the korban on the mizbeach, or you are going to think about the eating of the meat of that korban. It's going to be chutz lizmano, outside of the proper time that you were allotted to do it by the Torah. So that's our definition of chutz lizmano, and if we fulfill those requirements, that korban is going to be a pigul on the condition that there are no other psulim, so that there's not a psul at any of those levels, at any of those four phases of a chutz limkomo, or there's not going to be a psul of chutz of shelo lishmo, as we saw in the first parak. So now we're going to explain more detail on what does that mean. We're going to divide up the Mishnah into two. We're going to start out by saying ketzad karev amater kemitzvah. So when is the situation that the korban was brought properly, the dam, the blood, was actually offered properly, and accordingly, if there was a thought of shaloli zmano during one of those stages, it's going to be a pigul. And then in the seifa of the Mishnah, we're going to see examples of when it's going to be that the korban was karev lo kemitzvah. So in other words, there's going to be not only a psul of chutz lizmano, but also another psul, so that korban accordingly will not become a pigul. So here we go. Mishnah Dalet, ketzad karev amatir kemitzvah. So we're going to have three different examples of when the korban was done properly, almost perfectly, but we had that psul of chutz lizmano, so it becomes a pigul. So example number one is shachat b'shtika. You did the shchita, and there was no psul. Shtika means you were quiet. It means you didn't have an improper intention during the shchita phase. However, kibel, v'hilech, v'zarak, chutz lizmano. The next three stages, the Kabbalah, the Holach, and the Zrika, all had the improper thought of chutz lizmano. In other words, the person had in mind that he's going to do the haktara chutz lizmano, or he's going to do the achila, the eating of the meat in the wrong time. And accordingly, this is a classic example of a pigul, because there was nothing wrong except the chutz lizmano thoughts. He had it at three stages. That's a pigul. Another example. Oh, sheshachat chutz lizmano. Instead of having the chutz lizmano thoughts on stages 2, 3, and 4, he started out with the chutz lizmano. The first stage, he did the shchita chutz lizmano, and then the next three stages, kibel, v'hilech, v'zarak, b'shtika. That is when he was quiet. In other words, the next three stages had no psulim, because we have here an example again that there's only one psul. It was at the first stage, then the psul was chutz lizmano. This is going to be a classic example of a pigul. So in other words, the difference between the first scenario and the second scenarios, the first one we had stage number one done properly, and the next three stages done chutz lizmano. And the next example was that we had the first stage was improper, the first stage was chutz lizmano, and the next three were done correctly. Either way, it doesn't matter. They're both pigul. And now we're going to have an example of another pigul where the chutz lizmano was on all four stages. It's also pigul. Even worse. Oh, sheshachat. This is our scenario number three. Oh, sheshachat, v'kibel, v'hilach, v'zarak. All four of the stages were chutz lizmano, had the same psul, the improper intentions of chutz lizmano. In all of these three scenarios that we just brought, zehu shekarav hamater kimitzvaso, this is the example of when the blood was brought properly. In other words, there were no other psulim other than the chutz lizmano, and that could be if it's at the first stage, it's at the last stage, it's at any of the intermediate stages, it's at all the stages. That is going to be a pigul, that anyone who eats that meat thereafter is going to be chayav kares. And now we're going to go through ketzad lo karav hamater kemitzvah. So what is the situation that it was not done properly? In other words, not only do we have a psul of a chutz lizmano, but we had another psul. And we're going to go through now six scenarios. The first three are going to focus on when there was an additional psul of a chutz limkomo. And in other words, that the person had in mind that he's going to do one of the stages. For example, he's going to do the zrika, or he's going to do the haktara, the burning of the innards, or he's going to be eating the korban chutz limkomo out of where it's allowed. So that's going to be the first three examples are going to be relating to we had an additional psul of chutz limkomo in addition to the chutz lizmano. And then the next three are going to focus on when we had a psul shelo lishmo. That was the focus of the first perek in discussing when you have a korban pesach and a korban chatas, if you bring them having in mind that they're a different type of korban, that invalidates those karbanos as well. So we're talking about when we have a psul for a Pesach or a Chata, shelo lishma, and we also have a chutz lizmano. These are going to be examples of lo karav hamater kemitzvaso, that there was an additional psul in addition to the chutz lizmano. Accordingly, this is not going to be a pigul. It's going to be us, or it's going to be an invalid korban, but anyone who eats the meat will not be chay of karis because it's not considered pigul. So ketzad lo karav hamater kemitzvaso, the first example is shachat chutz limkomo. He started out with the psul of chutz limkomo. The first stage, the shchita, and then all three next stages, kibel, v'hilech, v'zarek, the next three stages were chutz lizmano. He had the chutz lizmano, so here's an example of one psul. The other type of psul was on the first stage, and then the chutz lizmano was on the next three stages, or this is the second example of we have osheshachat chutz lizmano. He started out here, instead of a chutz limkom, he started out with the chutz lizmano, and the next three stages, kibel, v'hilech, v'zarak, chutz limkomo. So in other words, what we're saying here is the first scenario. Now that we're talking about Ketzad lo karav amatur kimitzvah, so that yet an additional psul. The first scenario was he started out, stage of our four stages, he started out with one chutz limkomo, and the next three stages were chutz lizmano. Or he started out the first stage of shechita with chutz lizmano, and the next three stages were chutz limkomo. It's all going to be the same. Next example, o sheshachat kibel vichilech vizarak chutz limkomo. In other words, what this is saying to us is one of those four stages was chutz limkomo, and another one had a chutz lizmano. It doesn't matter. We have these four stages. As long as one had a chutz limkomo psul and another had a chutz lizmano psul, that is not going to be a classic pigul because we have that additional psul. So that those are the three examples that we're having of when somebody has the additional psul of a chutz limkomo in addition to chutz mizmano, that it's not a pigul. Now we're going to go through another three situations, continuing that the second psul in addition to the chutz lizmano is going to be a shelo lishma. So here we go, ha-pesach. If we have a Pesach and a Korban Chatas, and the first stage, the Shechita, was Shelo Lishma, that's the Psul. That invalidates it, and thereafter, the next three stages, Kibel, Vihilech, Vizarak, Chutz Lizmano, the next three stages, all of them were the Psul of Chutz Lizmano. So again, this is not a Pigul, because of all the four stages, we had one of them that was Shelo Lishma. And next scenario goes as follows. O sheshachat chutz limzmano. We started out this Korban Pesach or this Korban Chatas with the psul of shelo lizmano. So stage number one, chutz lizmano. And thereafter, the next three stages, kibel, vehilech, vezarak, shelo lizmano. The next three stages were shelo lizmano. This Korban Pesach or the Korban Chatas that I thought it was another Korban. So here again, whether the first stage is the other psul or the last stage or all three stages, it's going to be a combination of psulim, and accordingly it's not going to be a key pigul. And then the last example is going to spell that out even more, because really when we just talked about the first scenario of the Pesach and the Chatas and the second scenario of the Pesach and the Chatas, our focus was the Shechita. The Shechita was one way and the other three were another way. Now we're going to broaden that to say as follows, O sheshachat kibel, vihilech, vazarak shalolishman. If we had at any of those four stages the psul of shalolishman and one other of the stages had the psul of shaloli bismano, again, all of these examples are zechu shalok karev hamato kimitzvah. So these are examples of when the zrika, the dam itself, the avoda of the dam, was not done correctly. In other words, because we had an additional psul in addition to the chutz lizmano, this is not going to be a pigul. Indeed, this is going to be an invalid korban, but if somebody eats the meat, there will not be a chiyuv of pigul. In other words, there will be no chiyuv of kares. Mishnah Hay is a continuation of the prior Mishnah, where we saw that if there are two machshavas, two psulim, one is a chutz lizmano, and one is another psul, either a shelo lishma or a chutz limkomo, that this animal will not be a pigul. Based on the prior Mishnah and the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, the view, and this is the primary view, is that we only look at the time that we get to the Zrika. So we go through the four stages, we go through the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika, and only at the Zrika do we take a look back and see, did we have only one psul of chutz lizmano, and that would be a pigul, or if we had more than a chutz lizmano, we had another psul in addition, then that will not be a pigul. It will be an invalid korban, but it won't be a pigul. That was the case if we had a psul in addition to the chutz lizmano at one of the four stages. So one stage had a chutz lizmano, and a different stage had another psul. What we're going to do in our Mishnah Hay is seeing that even if you have during one stage, so during the shechita itself, or during any of the other three stages, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Holacha, and the Zrika, during one stage, if you had both of those psulim, you had, for example, as we'll see in our Mishnah, you had the thoughts during the Shechita of Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Limkomo. How can you do that? For example, if you have in mind during the Shechita that one kezias of this, I'm going to do Chutz Limkomo. I'm going to eat it outside of its place, or I'm going to be maktir it in the wrong place. Or if you had, so you had that Chutz Limkomo and you had the Chutz Lizmano, I'm going to take another kezias During the Shechita phase, you're thinking this as well. You're thinking, I'm going to do half of it, one Kazayas Chutz Limkom, I'm going to do another Kazayas Chutz Lizman, or you reverse the order, or even if you have in mind during the Shechita or the other three phases, during one of those phases, that I'm going to do half a Kazayas Chutz Limkom and a half a Kazayas Chutz Lizman, again, because we have two different Machshavos, even though it's during the same phase, but I have two different Psulim, that is not going to be a Pigul. That is the view of the Tanakhama, the view of Chachamim, as we will see shortly. So the Mishnah says as follows. During any of those four stages, you have the following thoughts. Lechol kezayis bachutz, u kezayis lamachar. You have the in mind that I'm going to do one kezayis, and you're going to thinking that you're going to do the kezayis, you're going to be maktir, the emurim, you're going to be maktir on the mizbeach, but you're thinking it's going to be chutz limkom, I'm not going to do it on the mizbeach, or you're thinking that you're going to eat the kezayis, but it's going to be not in the proper place, and thereafter, during the same phase, so during the shechita, or during the other three phases, during the whole phase, you think I'm going to take another kezayis, and that's going to be chutz lizmano, or you're going to reverse it. Your first thought is kezayis lemachar, kezayis bachutz. First, you think not that it's going to be a chutz limkoma, but you think it's going to be chutz lizmano, and thereafterward, you have the thought on the next kezayis, I'm going to do it chutz limkoma, or even more so, during a single phase, for example, the shechita, you have the following thought. First, you think kezayis, kechatzi zayis bachutz, kechatzi zayis lemachar. First, you think I'm going to have a chetzi zayis, and I'm going to do it bachutz, and then you have the second thought, that I'm going to have another half of kezayis, and I'm going to do it chutz lizmano. Or you reverse the order of those two psulims, again, during a given phase, during either the shechita, or the kabbalah, or the holacha, or the zrika, and you think as well as kechatzi zayis lamachar, kechatzi zayis bachutz, I'm thinking I'm going to do half a kezayis, and it's going to be chutz nimkomo, and then, chutz lizmano, and then you have I'm going to do a chetzi zayis chutz limkomo. So in all of these situations, because we had two psulim, not only the chutz lizmano, but also the chutz limkomo, even though it's not in separate phases, but it's in the same phase of the four phases, pasul ve'ein bo kares. It is going to be a fatal flaw to the korban, but anyone who eats the meat will not be chayv kares, because it's not a pigul. Pigul is only when you have a chutz lizmano psul, and not any other psul. Rebbe Yehuda is going to have a very different view. He disagrees with the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. He disagrees with the prior Mishnah. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, and we'll speak it out before reading it inside. Rebbe Yehuda is of the view that the psul of a korban is not defined when you get to the zrikra and you look back, but the first time you have an improper thought, your first wrong intention is going to define is this pigul or not. If your first improper invalidation of the korban, your first thought that invalidates the korban, if it's a chutz lizmano, that's pigul. If it's a chutz limkomo or another psul, it's not going to be pigul. So this is the concept of tfos lashon rishon, that we go after your first intention, literally your first verbal, your first thing that you verbalize, that you say, but here we're applying that concept, Rabbi Yehuda, that we go after your first intention. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zeklal, this is my principle, disagreeing with the Tanakhama, imachsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom. If your first thought, the first psul is a chutz lizmano, and that came before the chutz limkomo, so we go by the first psul, and that's a chutz lizmano. So pigul, that makes it a pigul for chayavim alav kares, and anyone who eats the meat is going to be chayav kares. On the other hand, im v'machsheves hamakom kama l'machsheves hazman, if the first psul, and this is during different phases or even during the same phase, if it's during shechita you had one thought, and then a later, and then during kabbalah you had a different thought, you had one psul and another psul, or even during the same phase, during the shechita you had one psul, and again the second psul on one kezayis, and one kezayis, or half kezayis, that kezayis, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'machsheves hamakom kama l'machsheves hazman, if your first thought was a chutz limkomo, and only thereafter you had the chutz lizmano, that is possible, because that's a fatal flaw, but we go by your first intention, and that was a chutz limkomo, accordingly it's not a pigul ve'ein bo kares. Anyone who eats the meat is not going to have kares. On the other hand, we go back to the sheet of a chachamim amrim, they agree with the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, that they agree with the prior Mishnah, zeh v'zeh pasul ve'ein bo kares. Zeh v'zeh means whichever thought comes first, whether the chutz lizmano comes first or the chutz limkomo comes first, it doesn't matter, as long as you have have a chutz lizmano whenever it is associated with another psul, like a chutz limkom or a lo lishma, that animal is going to, that korban is going to be pasul, and there's not going to be a karis, because the whole concept of pigul is only when you have a chutz lizmano and no other psul. Going on to add an additional point, a little bit not exactly on point, but totally on point, all shitas are going to agree with the following. If the psul that the person is thinking about is le'echol kechatzi zayis ulehaktir kechatzi zayis, if the person is thinking that I am going to eat half a kezayis and I am going to burn of the innards of the animal, of the emurim, a half a kezayis. So he's thinking this either as a chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo. I'm going to do half a kezayis, I'm going to eat half a kezayis to chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo, and then I'm going to do another half a kezayis of to maktir it, to burn it on the mizbeach, a half a kezayis, chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. That is going to be kosher. Why? Why would that be kosher? Because it's a half a kezayis and half a kezayis on two different things. Because she'ein achila v'haktara mitzarf, and you don't add together an ochel when you're thinking, having improper thoughts that I'm going to eat a half a kezayis, and a half a kezayis is on the achila, and a half a kezayis is on the haktara. We don't combine those two half a kezayisim together. In all of our situations, we had a kezayis or a half a kezayis and a half a kezayis that we combined together. But here, because we're talking about an achila, an eating, and a haktara, and you only have a chetzi kezayis on each of them, we're not mitzarf. And says the Bartanura, the hachalek ashir v'hachalek ashir, neither of them have the shear to make it a pasul korban. Because one has a half a kezayis, one has a half a kezayis, it's not enough to make it pasul. You need a whole kezayis, so it's going to be a kosher korban.